The Affordable Care Act has been compared to the rollout of another huge health care change in this country, Medicare Part D. The federal prescription drug benefit so many seniors use and like now was not always so popular. Let's go back in time to an educational seminar held in 2004 at the Verona Senior Center in Dane County.
It's very confusing.
Tell me what that means.
I have no idea what any of that means.
At the time, the prescription drug benefit was less popular before its implementation than the Affordable Care Act is now. That according to a poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation and Harvard School of Public Health. The government's learning from that experience. Call centers have started, and an instructional government website, healthcare.gov, is up and running.
It's really a consumer-friendly site that helps you to kind of prepare for filling in your information on that application for health insurance. So your family size, your income, to see whether or not you might qualify for subsidies that are available.
That's Lisa Olson. She represents federally funded health centers in Wisconsin that serve low-income people. The Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association is now part of a broad coalition. It's working to get people covered under the new federal law. Olson says it's uncertain how many plans consumers will be able to choose from.
At this point, we don't know the number of plans that are going to be in the exchange, although it's been confirmed that it's at least in the double digits.
State Medicaid Director Brett Davis has said there will be an insurance plan in every Wisconsin county offered on the federally run marketplace or exchange. Some insurers are nervous that only older sick people will sign up for insurance, now required by law. 24-year-old Andrew Bethke of Madison plans to buy coverage. He defies the thinking that so-called young invincibles will pay a $95 penalty next year instead of getting coverage. But he doesn't want to pay a lot for that coverage.
Hopefully under $100 per month, something with a higher deductible, something that I can not worry about having to pay too much if I go to the urgent care, the emergency room, or if I have a longer hospital stay.
For many, the complexity of buying insurance could be a large issue. Mary Michaud is with Access Wisconsin, a broad coalition helping people understand the online marketplace.
How do we make the information less complex and demystify some of the terminology so that those kinds of obstacles are broken down first?
Consumer concerns extend to cost and whether coverage on the marketplace will be too expensive. A Wisconsin congressman who voted for the law worries subsidies are too low. Former U.S. Representative David Obey says that was a compromise to keep down costs on the controversial legislation. But the longtime legislator sees the turbulence and confusion eventually ending. At a health forum in Wausau this summer, he said,
"We cannot imagine this country without Social Security, and I would submit also without Medicare. And I would say that the same thing is going to be true here in 20 or 30 years.
Obey says there are bound to be changes made to the Affordable Care Act, just as there were to Social Security and Medicare after they were passed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.